Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. Pastor Drew, Zach here in my office taking on another of the CRC position statements. This one, birth control.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And it's the, okay, two paragraphs again. First paragraph is odd.
Yeah. Why don't you just get it out
there? Yeah, it's a weird history. So let me read this first paragraph. In response to an overture from Classis Grand Rapids East, Synod in 1934 appointed a committee to study the issue of birth control in view of its widespread practice and the concern of church members regarding the Lord's will in this matter. In an era of birth rate decline, Synod in 1936 appointed a special committee that wrote the birth control testimony, which Synod adopted. It called married church members to fulfill one of the purposes of marriage, which is to beget children. It also testified against the growing evil of selfish birth restriction and indiscriminate dissemination of contraceptive information. In 1971, three individuals overtured Synod to reconsider the church's position on birth control in light of the concern about overpopulation, the possibility of governmental population control, the use of birth control devices, and the need for a clear witness to the world. Synod defeated a recommendation to appoint a committee to study the matter, but urged those with special competence in these subject areas to serve the church with published articles showing a biblical perspective.
Yeah, really, really kind of interesting how, yeah. You know, 80 or 90 years ago, there was a completely different perspective on things.
Right. First, there was a concern we're not having enough kids. Cut it out with the birth control. We got to have kids. And then there's a concern, hey, we're having too many kids.
Yeah.
We got to rethink this.
I guess you can bring a stewardship issue in there, but there seems to be some conflicting, yeah. Okay, where are we making these decisions from? Are they biblical decisions, right. Or are they, well, you know, overpopulation is a concern, so we should use birth control and have less kids, or, you know, people aren't having enough babies in the church anymore. We need to keep our churches strong, so we need to make a pronouncement against birth control so that people have more kids. It seems kind of more utilitarian than scriptural, right?
Right. There's really no mention of scripture in that first paragraph at all.
No.
It was all reaction to culture.
And granted, you know, there are some issues, especially with regard to technology and what we're able to do, that, you know, Scripture only addresses kind of indirectly. And, you know, the more indirect it is,
sure,
the harder it is to get a solid scriptural testimony on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's certainly not the world that we live in today.
No.
You know, no. These are interesting things to read about, but, you know, I don't know that my parents would have held a strong anti-birth control. I don't think they've ever expressed a strong anti-birth control view. Although abortion is, I mean, if you're going to lump abortion in with birth control, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? The relationship between birth control and abortion. You know, you can make the argument but that both can be used for convenience rather than seeking God's will.
Sure.
But how are they different in your mind?
Well, I was going to get to that after the next paragraph.
Yeah, let's wait.
Yeah. Okay, let's this next paragraph's a little bit more useful for 2019
okay.
Church. In later years, practice regarding birth control changed considerably. Synod in 1999 considered an overture to study abortion and pregnancy-related issues, along with an overture regarding ethical and theological issues in bioscience. In response, Synod appointed a study committee to examine the biblical, theological, ethical issues raised by the increasing capabilities and recent discoveries in bioscience and genetic engineering. In response to an overture presented in 2003, and in contrast to the decision made in 1936, Synod declared that a married couple's decision whether or not to use birth control to prevent the conception of a baby is a private, disputable matter, and they urged that married couples consider the size of their families prayerfully before God, and encourage couples in their family planning to be motivated by a desire to glorify God and to further his kingdom, and not by selfish reasons or fear of the future.
Well stated.
Yeah, that's nice and useful. Yeah,
it is.
The takeaway being, consider prayerfully and biblically the size of your family, what that allows you to do as a Christian family, how that might build up the church, how your finances or your living situation might reflect the way you're able to parent, right? So be thoughtful about family planning.
Yeah. That phrase, private disputable matter, is that places it firmly in scripture where it talks about things like Christian liberty.
Sure.
You know, one of those disputable issues that Paul speaks of in Romans, and that sort of thing. It uses that scripture and puts it into one of those disputable matters. In essence, giving people the right to have convictions one way or another, but that those are discerned kind of individually and as couples with regard to the will of God for their lives.
Right.
So yeah, that is helpful.
On the relation between abortion and birth control, I think abortion, again, is reactionary.
True.
I found myself in this predicament. I need to think of a way out. Where birth control can be precautionary, something that's thought of in advance and done intentionally with that thoughtful planning, family planning, already having been considered.
Sure.
And so I think there's more thought there. One just thing to note to anybody who listens who uses birth control, there are different ways that birth control works for females. And if that's something you use, I would encourage you to ask your doctor how your particular birth control pill stops pregnancy.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Right. There are some that are commonly prescribed that cause embryos to slip off and get discarded. Now, those embryos may have been fertilized already, and that's a concern to me. Mm-hmm. Now, there are others that stop an egg from ever being fertilized.
Right.
Not concerning, right? Because it's that conception.
Sure.
Is where we've always argued that life begins. So I would just ask you to make sure you know how your birth control works, so that we can best be protecting life from the very beginning to the very end.
Yeah, that's a good distinction to make. Well done. It's interesting as I think about it, kind of the evolution of this in Christian circles, different things that were okay throughout history and weren't. I think that, you know, the generation before us, the common practice of birth control was a tubal ligation. You know, that was, for some reason, that was more acceptable than birth control, different means that are kind of prescribed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having a procedure, a tubal ligation. And then it, you know, technology advanced and the vasectomy became maybe a less intrusive procedure.
Sure.
That was done on a man.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think, is probably, you know, feminism too, that, you know, why is it the woman that has to have this done?
Sure.
You know what I mean? And now, you know, we have all kinds of options.
Sure.
And we'll continue to have more. And so it's a discussion that we'll, I suppose, continue to have in terms of what's the most obedient way to family plan as Christians, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. Again, just urge you to be thoughtful about the way that you plan your families and the way that you use birth control. Of course, our stance here is that sexual activity should happen between a husband and a wife, So we encourage you to follow God's will in that, and that should help make those decisions easier for you and make that family planning much more simple. Until next time.
God cares about our bodies.